This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, how many ostriches does it take to give a press conference? Does anyone really listen to what managers are saying in press conferences?
And that's life. Sometimes we all you can do is focus on the quality of our performance, which we were really, really pleased with. Of course, you know that Crystal Palace are going to come back a bit strong in the second half. I thought they did, but not so much. Like I said, overall, the game, I thought we were the better team. And
that was Brighton boss Graham Potter after a 1-1 draw with Crystal Palace last weekend. Saying a lot, but really saying very little at all. And it's become the norm for football managers, trying to fulfil their obligations to the press, but unable or unwilling to give much insight. So when Aldershot Town boss Mark Molesley gave this pre-match interview, it struck a chord.
Mark, FA Trophy tie at home against Bromley this weekend, what's your thoughts ahead of the game?
If a tree falls and no one is there to hear it fall, does it make a noise? So, does a penguin get cold? What way does your bathwater go? Clockwise or anti-clockwise when you take the plug out? You know, these are questions which are going to be asked of us. These are questions we've got to have the answers to.
And there's more.
Terry's brought a briefcase in, you know. He's got four Japanese talking dogs in there.
And it's not like Mark Molesley is the first man in football to give a rather surreal interview. Remember this?
When the seagulls follow the trawler, it's because they think sardines will be thrown into the sea. Thank you.
Here's former Leicester boss Nigel Pearson.
If you don't know the answer to that question, and I think you are an ostrich.
And don't blame the politicians for our withdrawal from Europe.
You know, if there is some difficulty to have the agreement of the Brexit, it's my fault.
Send your complaints to Mr. J. Mourinho. And experienced boss Ian Holloway has become famous for so-called Ollie-isms. There's even a book with a compilation of his off-the-wall quotes.
Even in my wife's shopping, when we try and plan for this new house we've moved into, we need some milk and some bread on a regular basis. We can't buy it all at the start and then wait till January because it'll all be gone off. So I can't probably tell you exactly what I'm going to need with injuries, suspensions, and by the time January comes. So I like to go down a shop and buy the odd bits and pieces of stuff to save other clubs going bust.
But back to Aldershot's Mark Molesley. Unlike Ian Holloway, he's not well known for surreal press conferences. So why did he do it? It seems like Molesley enjoys joking around behind closed doors, because the interview was never actually intended to be published. The Aldershot media department were apparently just testing the microphone setup ahead of the real pre-match interview. But after they'd filmed it, they decided to put the practice version out instead. And that decision paid off. It went viral. You may be disappointed to hear that after the match, a 2-0 defeat to Bromley, Mark Molesley returned to business as usual.
Yeah, real frustrating afternoon for us. There wasn't a lot in the game, apart from they showed the quality when it was needed and we didn't.
I wonder what Terry's talking Japanese dogs had to say about the result. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker. If you enjoyed today's story, why not subscribe so you never miss another episode? Today's story was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and produced by Xavier Greenwood.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.